how I understood you also from the very beginning. Look, I understand that this is an issue. I mean, the, so to say, reaction from the Russian Federation. Yes, this has been actually discussed. The gender issues were raised quite a lot during the expert meeting. If you were listening carefully, the statements by different delegations, they were raised today. It's today's world also, and we are raising these issues more and more. It's about disarmament and gender questions all over and in general. So this is not actually a new thing. This is not mandatory. How it reads is to share information on a voluntary basis regarding, I don't see personally from the chair's point of view, what is the risk here? There's no interference in anything. It's just on a voluntary basis, states, high contracting parties can report on these issues because many of us consider this to be very important in today's discussion and talking about victims' assistance, especially about leaving no one behind, and the vulnerable are important here. This is one issue. The other explanation for E is that there's nothing new in this, as mentioned, that this was established already 2007. It's also a mechanism which can be established, and the president designate will consult with regional groups on establishing this kind of coordinators. And we felt in the discussion with the high contracting parties and experts that coordinators are needed, especially in these two areas. There definitely will be no costs for these two postings or one or two postings. The president designate of the 14th conference has already actually personally agreed to. But these are the explanations, so nothing mandatory, no costs, only more efficient work. And forward-looking work. But I recognize the representative of the Russian Federation. You have the floor, sir.